I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, meet John Scott, the massive NHL enforcer who didn't really want to be an enforcer. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
This week, USA Today published a list of the most spectacularly compensated college basketball coaches, 14 of them making over $3 million a year. It only takes Mike Krzyzewski about 4 months to make that much. But I'm assuming all the schools paying this much are getting good value for their dollar, right?
Well, I guess. I mean, otherwise they wouldn't be paying it.
There you go.
But, you know, four of these guys are making over $7 million. Mike Krzyzewski's almost making nine. This is a pretty good gig. There's something to be said for an unpaid or barely paid workforce, let me tell you.
Kentucky head coach John Calipari, who makes $7.45 million a year, said this week that college players should have the opportunity to profit from their likenesses and their signatures. Is this in any way connected with the ongoing investigation of college basketball? And if so, how?
It is striking while the iron's hot. I mean, these are two of the less defensible, assuming any of the NCAA's regulations are defensible. These are two of the less defensible. I mean, these are not hills the NCAA should want to die on. Now, there's an equity problem, obviously, between all the members of the NCAA and every school that plays Division I basketball. But these are two fights that the NCAA is doomed to lose. And Calipari, for whom I otherwise have no use, is right about this.
For more than seven decades, Kentucky basketball has held Senior Day until now, unless the Wildcats will hold some sort of ceremony, including players who might have stayed for 4 years if they hadn't.
Who are already leaving.
There are no seniors there.
Yeah, no seniors on the Kentucky basketball team this year. That's quite amazing, actually.
Beginning this month, the NBA's international developmental camps will include top female players. I don't know if this means we're going to see women playing in the NBA, but maybe the WNBA quality will.
Well, actually, what's most interesting about it is a lot of these camps are going to take place overseas, including in Mexico and Central America and Australia, China, India, and Senegal. I mean, this is really good. I mean, this is the NBA reaching out certainly to improve its brand, but also to give some opportunities to some kids from countries where you're lucky if you can find a basketball, let alone a hoop to throw it through.
Between the Olympics and the Paralympics, the International Olympic Committee lifted the ban on Russia because only two Russian athletes got caught doping at the games in South Korea. So only two Russians, almost clean, good enough. Come on,
back. Yeah, we really showed them. Holy Lord.
Program's entirely changed.
It's completely changed, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, it's taking great strides. In fact, bigger strides than it might have taken if it wasn't
hadn't been doping,
pharmaceutically right. induced. Yeah.
Great big strides.
Big strides.
Tokyo will host the 2020 Summer Olympics, and this week the mascots for those games were ready. They are spooky, aren't they?
No, they're...
They were revealed to the public, and these mascots allegedly can teleport. They can move objects with their minds, and they can talk to stones. So are you good with them?
Well, hey, listen, if they can move things with their minds, these guys are going to wrap up the field events very quickly.
It is said that every great champion needs a great competitor to push him or her to top performances, and Roger Federer would appear to be one athlete who subscribes to that theory.
Yeah, and Roger Federer, by the way, is one of the classiest people who ever played any game anywhere. He won Sportsman of the Year and Comeback of the Year at something called the Laureus Sports Awards. But in his acceptance speech, he paid a very profound and deep tribute to Rafael Nadal and, in fact, barely contained himself while doing so. He's the oldest man ever to be ranked number one in tennis. And he's a remarkable athlete and a remarkable guy. And you're right. I mean, especially in tennis, if you don't have a rival, nobody remembers you. Boxing and tennis, I think, are the two big ones in that regard.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell wants Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones to reimburse the NFL $2 million. The league spent the money on legal fees defending itself against Jerry Jones. You know, this is another of those conflicts where it's pretty hard to take sides. Any chance they can both lose?
No, it doesn't look like they can both lose, but it is interesting that Roger Goodell looks like he's going to lose a PR war with Jerry Jones, which I didn't think was possible.
Finally, Charlie, the new manager of the Washington Nationals, trotted out a strategy to get the team over the hump of not winning a championship, even though they've reached the playoffs in four of the past six seasons. You know where I'm going. You think inviting camels to spring training will work?
The players seem to like it.
All right.
I mean,
good.
Camels are, by the way, notoriously foul-tempered
animals.
They
spit.
Yeah, they spit. They bite. They kick at you. He's lucky he didn't lose a player, because that would be a really weird thing to have to litigate through the Players Association.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week here on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.